You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Are you there, Peter? Far away in a far up, far away place.
Yes, far away, but crisp and clear.
Gee, wow, nice. That is a lovely line. Did you call the mobile, Johnny?
Yeah, I've just called. So you're on global roaming at the moment, so.
Shout
that's
out.
Right. Yes. Yep.
Wow.
For $5, I've got this as though I were in New Zealand. Pretty good.
What a great provider.
I think the
line
is probably better than the usual line in New Zealand. Hey, how are things going? Where are you at the moment?
So I'm in Beijing. I'm doing some lectures for the New Zealand Studies Centre at the Peking University, which is the, well, kind of the historic Western university in China. So it's a very significant university which takes the elite of Chinese students. And it got about 30,000 students. So not dissimilar to Auckland, but on an enormous, beautiful campus that was bought from a Chinese warlord in the 1920s and is laid out with the most magnificent gardens.
Sounds lush.
And so truly it is great. And there are 10 different cafes, student cafes, and I'm trying to have meals at a different one each time. I'm here for 12 days, so I'm up to repetition stage at this point. But it is just a fascinating experience, I have to tell you. Yesterday was an International Cultural Day, and the New Zealand students at Peking University were offering Anzac biscuits.
A little slice of home there.
So were the Australians, mind you, I have to say, but there you are.
Close enough.
So I was able to enjoy myself. Yep.
Sweet.
But the interesting thing that I thought was highly relevant to our topic was that actually yesterday I also managed to track down local Chinese church. And went along and attended the service, and the experience was extremely interesting.
Christian church? Or?
Yes. Right. So a Christian church. I've seen a very few Christian churches around, but then, of course, they're often in obscure places.
Right.
There are two types of churches in China. There's the official churches, either the Catholic Church, which isn't fully recognized by the Vatican, or the Protestant church, which is called the Three Self Movement. And I was at a Three Self Movement church. So that means self-propagating, self-financing, and self-ish. Well, ministers. Yes, whatever. Yes, who knows? Then there's also those churches that refuse to register with the state.
Okay.
Why would that be the case?
Undoubtedly, if you're registered with the state keeps a careful watch on who you appoint. And there's doubtless a Communist Party official was attending the service yesterday. That's just the way it goes in China. Whether that affects things, I don't know, because there certainly are a range, all the reports show, of Chinese Christian groups that will have nothing to do with the state movement. But I was really intrigued to see what the state church looked like. I could have gone.
Is it quite similar? Similar vibe to most.
Well, in certain
what we know?
It was astonishingly similar. We even had most of the same hymn tunes, though, of course, with Chinese words, that you would have in a New Zealand service. This range, relatively contemporary music. I think you probably wouldn't know what I mean when I say Hillsong, but they certainly had some Hillsong songs. This is from an Australian musical tradition.
Is it Christian rock? Or?
Yeah, that's right. Soft rock. Very soft.
But rivets in the cymbals and stuff like that. It's all very pleasant on the ear.
But the striking thing to me was the crowd there. Now, I was at, I think, either the third or the fourth service of the day, and there was another one to come. So I was at the 11:30 a.m. service, and I couldn't find it, so I arrived on the dot of 11:30, and as a result, I missed the earplugs to get the English translation, because this service
okay.
now has
an
English
wow.
translation.
That's cool.
But it didn't matter, because I was kind of interested to feel the vibes of it.
Right.
There, in this, a very, very modern building with a huge sign above it in Chinese and English that this was a Christian church. Christian there, I think, probably means Protestant. And of course, we should acknowledge the Protestant Reformation, which is kind of should have been the topic for debate, but next week we can do that.
Okay.
And I guess that the congregation, the building could have seated, say, 500 or 600. Well, I have to tell you that there were people right around the edge of the service standing, yeah. packed to the doors. It was just astounding. It was an enormous crowd. So 600, 700 maybe there, and presumably this is the fourth service. So presumably the numbers are somewhat similar for each of the services.
Wow. Quite a popular religion then.
This is the striking thing. People have said that Christianity in China actually gradually is now larger than the Communist Party.
Oh wow.
So the Communist Party is about 80 million people. And so they estimate that if you put all the numbers together, it would be similar numbers. Mind you, a bit like the Communist Party, I mean, it's not as though ordinary party members make any difference. So there you are. And so if I multiply in that service, admittedly, this part of Beijing is a very... very crowded part. The whole of the population of New Zealand is in this one suburb of Beijing, 4.5 million people.
It's crazy.
In the Haidian area. But I was flabbergasted at the scale and the packed sense and the people. Now, that they were coming to a service had a blend of English in at least the overhead projection stuff.
Okay.
So this is a lot were coming to improve their English.
Mm,
that's cool.
And I think that is an attraction. But then after the service, everybody was divided up into groups. Well, not every state, obviously, but there were prayer groups, etc., etc. And I went up to the English conversation group.
Just to have a good old-fashioned English conversation, eh?
Yes, that's right. I was kind of lacking them. Wow. Wow. I have to tell you, that was where the whole thing went down the tubes for me.
Oh.
We had a person who claimed to be Japanese but was as American as they come.
Ah, okay.
An American fundamentalist who proceeded to give a harangue at the people who came along to this, mostly Chinese. I would say there might have been a few overseas Chinese.
What's a harangue? Just like
a harangue. He just shouted at us that we were all going to hell. Oh. We were all going to hell. Oh. unless we repented. He didn't talk to us. There was no conversation whatsoever. He just shouted at us.
Oh, man.
You better start repenting, I guess.
And it was then translated into Chinese, just to make the point. And after an hour, all the joy and the pleasantness of the service had almost completely evaporated on me. This was American fundamentalism, of all places to find it.
In China.
Sitting in Beijing, it just didn't seem right. I left bewildered by this experience.
Wow.
Buzzy.
Crazy. Well, Peter, we hope that the rest of your trip is absolutely marvellous. And we'll look forward to catching up with you next week.
We'll talk about the Reformation next Monday.
Cool as, mate. Enjoy your trip.
Thank you.
Toodles.
See ya.
Peter Lynam there, all the way from China. That sounded fantastic. Great line. Great line there.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.